Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Air Purifier Thunderstorm. The three-pack is back. To order, go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in code Howie3. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Look, I want to be clear, is that people who I know in New York City and when I've gone out to restaurants in New York City, people that I've seen were thrilled to take their vaccine cards out, and they feel much safer walking in. So let's stipulate that I do know a lot of people like this.
I'm part of the club. I have a card. Do you have a card? Do you have a card?
No, I don't.
Does anyone
card.
Here have a card?
We don't have cards.
It's a video club card.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Should it be a litmus test question for American institutions like the FBI and DOJ for the answer under a polygraph to be no, the election wasn't stolen?
So, George, how do I beat this lie detector?
I'm sorry, Jerry, I can't help you.
Come on, you got the gift. You're the only one that could help me.
Jerry, I can't. It's like saying to Pavarotti, teach me to sing like you.
Приветствую, господин президент.
There you go. Hello.
Look, here's the mic. Right here in the bush.
Yeah.
Now you talk towards it. The sound goes through the cable to the box. But you have to talk into the mic first.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. That is the number of the Howie Carr Show. If you would like to join us here. Was just out during the break, and a guy saw my T-shirt and really liked it a lot. Let's go, Brandon. And you can order one at HowieCarShow.com. Click on store. It's a really nice T-shirt, and it's a really nice Christmas gift. So we got a lot of good stuff at HowieCarShow.com. If you'd like to check it out, just click on store, and you can buy any of the stuff that we have. Again, 844-500-4242. I want to read this column by Gerard Baker in the Wall Street Journal today. It's pretty funny. Just I'll read bits and pieces of it. The sleuths in the Biden administration are not baffled. They have identified a suspect in the smash-and-grab shoplifting spree that has besieged California retailers and terrorized residents of late. And it's not just in California, it's most prominently torturing California retailers, but it's moving across the country. The problem, the coronavirus. Jen Psaki declared that, yes, the virus is a root cause in a lot of communities. There it is, the old progressive standby, the root cause, the all-encompassing absolution that simultaneously strips criminals of agency and Democrat politicians of responsibility for the consequences of their policies. It was the virus that made me do it, Your Honor. I was an honest, law-abiding citizen, doing my part to fight systemic racism and climate injustice when all of a sudden I developed a high fever and lost my sense of smell. Next thing you know, I was pulling $35,000 Louis Vuitton purses out of display cases downtown. I can't make bail, but if you let me go free, I'll do my best to hunt down this vicious virus and help make our streets safe again. This latest manifestation of the grip that this mindset has on our ruling class is a disturbing reminder of how far progressive ideology has propelled this country towards social disintegration. It's not just about Democrats who run big cities and currently the federal government seeking to deflect any responsibility for the surge in crime, the one whose existence they and their cronies in the media spent much of last year denying. It is that this eagerness to find anyone to blame for crime other than the people committing it is a central feature of the nihilism that's eating away at American identity. The idea that the country is so flawed that miscreants bear less responsibility for their actions than do the institutions that have supposedly oppressed them. Only a really committed progressive or an idiot, but I repeat myself, could believe it's a good idea that men charged with committing violent crimes should go back out on the street and reoffend as soon as they can take their savage ambitions to their logical and tragic conclusion. But it's the thinking behind the "it's the pandemic that's to blame" that is doing most to foster the climate of lawlessness. The idea that criminals are the victims of circumstances, their upbringing, or the cruel society that nurtured them is a very old one. What kind of society values property over black lives? That was a headline in the New York Times. These are luxury beliefs. The tenured professors, media commentators, entertainers, and Democrat politicians who hold them live for the most part immune from the consequences of their ideological self-indulgence. This is, again, Gerard Baker's column in the Wall Street Journal today. The irony is apparently lost on them that most of their victims of their abuse, of their obtuse vanity, are poor, innocent black people who can't afford to believe such dangerous nonsense. Still, anxious citizens will be reassured to know that the Crime Stoppers at Mr. Biden's Just Us department are hunting down the real criminals menacing our way of life. Anxious parents across the country who want to stop teachers from indoctrinating their children with this ruinous ideology and are brave enough to speak out against it. Amen. 844-500-4242. 42617, has Dementia Joe said anything about Pearl Harbor yet? No, as far as I know, he hasn't. No, I don't think so. If he... Donald Trump issued a statement, though. I read it earlier. It was a good statement. You know, he said he hit all the right notes, as he so often does. 844-500-4242-603, do you have any Let's Go Brandon t-shirts, but in Russian or Chinese lettering? By next year at this time, it could be mandatory to have it in Chinese lettering. All right, we'll take some calls here. 844-500-4242. Angelo, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Angelo.
Howie, how are you? Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you too, Angelo.
So anyway, I'm calling from sunny Rockland. But anyway, it really, really puzzles me how people are so concerned wearing a mask. And did you get your shot? And all these things they want to know, but they forget that Fauci worked with the Wuhan lab and the Chi-Coms to make this go worldwide, to get a hold on whatever their scheme seems to be.
It was his worst, Angelo, it was his worst nightmare, but he was funding it at the same time. What does that tell you about his mindset, if that's true, what he's saying?
That's where I'm coming from. It's just like the people are worried about, oh, put your mask on. Oh, did you get your shot? You can't go in a restaurant. You can't do this. Go, all that rage, go for the problem, Fauci and the rest of them. Don't pick out on the people that have to deal with it. That's what I'm coming from.
No, I agree, Angelo. It's all the wrong people are being punished, and all the wrong people are enjoying this way too much. Starting with people like De Blasio and Charlie Baker, the governor of Massachusetts, and now it turns out, I mentioned in the first hour, Katie Brown, the dead ender governor of Oregon. She wants to put in permanent mask mandates indoors in Oregon. And last weekend, she went to this gay dinner, fundraiser gala in D.C., and she was not wearing a mask. She was not. You know, she's got, her bureaucrats are drawing up permanent mask mandates for Oregon, and she's in a place where she's not wearing them at all. 844-500-4242. If you were listing your commercial or residential real estate for sale, which of these scenarios would be your dream situation? Would it be multiple simultaneous offers to create strong competition? Would it be a quick cash closing with no appraisals? Would it be a deal where the buyer completely skips all inspections? Well, in a J.J. Manning auction, all of these dreams will become your reality. In each and every J.J. Manning auction, everyone who wants your property is competing at the same time. They are all cash buyers, and there are no inspections and no contingencies. To top it all off, in a J.J. Manning auction, the buyer pays the commission. To learn more on how to get your residential, commercial, or land property sold quickly and contingency-free, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com. With over 16,000 sales and satisfied clients, you can be the next one. Call Charlie today at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com and get your property sold. I'm Howie Carr.
Born in Maine, made in Massachusetts, and now a resident of the Sunshine State, Howie Carr, the original carpetbagger. He's always ready with kind words of advice for the up-and-comers in the biz.
I told you this newspaper racket was a dog's life, fellow. Now maybe you believe me. Take these pictures to the Globe and get you $200.
The Howie Carr Show is back.
Add two delicious plant-based Super Beats Heart Chews to your morning routine for heart-healthy energy without a caffeine crash. For my listeners only, you can get up to 45% off plus free shipping at superbeats.com/Howie. This is their best offer available anywhere. That's superbeatsradio.com/Howie. Up to 45% off at superbeatsradio.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Would you be willing to wear a mask indoors at all times due to your fear of Omicron?
No, I would not.
96% say no.
Despite what that stupid poll says. 844-500-4242. Apparently, Joe Biden, he's not publicly, but his handlers, his caregivers have issued a statement about the woman, Sally Omarova, who would have been the comptroller of the currency, the communist. And she's a real communist. She's a Soviet communist. But they wanted to make her the comptroller of the currency, even though she wanted to basically abolish the private banking system. This is his statement. Sally would have brought invaluable insight and perspective to our important work on behalf of the American people. That's what he said. Invaluable insight and perspective. She wanted to abolish basically the private banking system. She wanted the government to be in charge of making all the loans, all the major loans. But unfortunately, from the very beginning of her nomination, Sally, you know, you notice he's using her by her first name, not her last name. Sally was subjected to inappropriate personal attacks that were far beyond the pale. Far beyond. They asked for her doctoral dissertation when she talked about how wonderful communism was. She was a graduate of something called the Lenin University. She had a scholarship. The only reason she came over here, it's not like she was a refugee from communism. It was the fact that she was stuck over here when the Soviet Union crashed. 844-500-4242. There's a member of the Bourne School Committee, Carrie McRae. You may have heard about her. She was fired from her teaching position at Hanover High School over her social media posts. And now I believe she's suing to get her job back. And she's gotten the representation from, I believe, Judicial Watch. Carrie McRae, thanks for being with us here on the Howie Carr Show.
Hi, how are you tonight? Thanks for taking my call.
Good. So, what's the latest with your case?
So the latest is basically that this morning I received a phone call from a local reporter just asking me what my thoughts are on the recall filing that happened. And evidently, there is a woman in town who
This is in
is,
Bourne. You're on the Bourne school. You're on the Bourne school committee.
I'm in Bourne.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm on the Bourne school committee, and she basically has started the process of doing a recall for my seat on the Bourne school committee.
Because you've talked about gender teachings and critical race theory in the schools.
Exactly, yeah. And I think the thing that's really getting them upset is about the critical race theory, because I've actually submitted a lot of information to the superintendent and to other school committee members and our chair, and they just don't want to discuss it, even though they acknowledge that they are using certain groups at our school. So I think as soon as you keep ruffling the feathers and they start to panic, and the woman that actually wrote a letter to the newspaper saying, I want my vote back, that was the title of her letter. She actually, I think, really wants her seat back, because she used to be on the school committee up until about 2018.
Yeah.
And I think she's concerned that I'm trying to unravel everything she might have been participating in.
Well, you know, so she's going to have to get signatures to try to recall you, I would assume. And, I think Bourne is probably one of the more conservative municipalities in Massachusetts. And don't you think you can prevail in an election?
Oh, I absolutely believe I will. I believe she has to get, I went down to town hall today, about 1,487 signatures of registered voters. So that means to be on the fair, to be on the safe side, she'd have to get at least, I would say, about 1,800 signatures just to be, safe. And then at that point, we also then have to have the election where, they have to vote me out. So we'll see how it goes. But it's interesting. As soon as you put some pressure and and they see that you might be exposing things, this is what happens. But it's part of the game.
And you're suing to get your job back in the Hanover school system, correct?
Well, I do have a lawsuit pending against them for wrongful termination. Yes, not necessarily to get my job back, but for them to be held accountable for letting me go in that fashion. Yeah.
And who's representing you in the lawsuit?
Judicial Watch. My lawyer is, Michael Bakesh is my lawyer. Great guy. He was very helpful with everything that was going on right from the beginning.
Judicial Watch does more in D.C. than just, certainly than any media outlet does. That's for sure. And they get a lot accomplished. Oh. So you have very good legal representation in this fight.
I do. And I have a lot of support in town. There's a local guy who's been getting a lot of heat too, Michael Frazier. Because he's been, standing up for me too and making a little bit of a noise. But, there's more than just him. There's quite a few people in town that are just not happy with what's going on or, what's coming to the surface, because a lot of it people just don't realize what happens within the school districts. And until they see the information, you don't want to believe the bad stuff, right?
Right. Exactly. Well, okay, Carrie, we'll be following your case, and good luck with it. Carrie McCray. She's from the Bourne School Committee, and she's got a lawsuit about to go against the Hanover schools, which fired her for being politically incorrect. I think she's being they want to cancel her off the school committee. I don't think it's going to work. Thanks for the call, Carrie. Dee, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dee.
Yes, good evening, Howie. How are you?
Good.
I just have some more news for you. I called a couple of weeks ago regarding white coat waste, and it seems as if the NIH just can't help itself. There's new information out about how Dr. Fauci just keeps continuing his experimentations regarding killing monkeys for HIV experiments. Also, on their website, I see that there's still funding for beagle tests, and some of the stuff is really horrific because these are puppies. Yes.
There's a lot of stuff I want to find out. I want to find out how the investigation into the racist texts and tweets is going. It's been going on now for 3 months. They hired supposedly a forensic IT investigator, and yet we've heard no results on who was responsible for those racist tweets. I wonder why that is. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. I want to play a couple of sound cuts here before the end of the show. This is from San Francisco, one of the TV channels, and they're talking about all the drug stores, the pharmacies, have been wiped out in downtown San Francisco pretty much. And now all of the high-end stores in Union Square have been boarded up because they're wrecked. And now it's grocery stores that are being hit now. Cut 12.
In San Francisco tonight, shoplifting has gotten so bad at the Safeway, the Castro. KPIX5's Betty Yu shows us the store is taking some drastic action.
Customers say that they're noticing more security guards inside and outside this Safeway in the Castro. And now they're also seeing new security gates and barriers.
In supermarkets. What are you going to stop you from stealing a bag of potato chips? It's nothing compared to a Louis Vuitton purse, I guess. But once everything else is gone,
you'd be surprised how much merchandise people try to steal and what kind. A lot of meat. They try to get away with a lot of meat. That's one of the number one, coopted products from supermarkets.
Yeah, I guess especially as Joe Biden's inflation takes hold too. I mean, the price of meat is going up, obviously. Okay. Meanwhile, Kyle Rittenhouse, he was on the Blaze podcast. That's Glenn Beck's podcast. You Are Here. And so he's talking about what he wants. I guess he was talking earlier about being a nurse, but he also said in his first interview with Tucker Carlson, he might want to be a lawyer as well. I think he tends to be going in that direction now. Cut 15.
Do you have plans to work in media ever? Or like, what's your plans? I mean, like, can you say anything?
I want to be a lawyer.
Really?
Yeah, wow. I want to go to law school.
Hell yes. Wow. If I ever need a lawyer, I'm hiring you.
So hold on. So did you just decide that during the trial, or was that something you always wanted to do?
Towards the end of trial, I'm like, I want to go against corrupt piece of prosecutors like Thomas Binger and put them in their place and make sure they never practice law again.
Good. I'm not saying, the nation doesn't need nurses, but it needs people with chips on their shoulders to go against these deep state tin pot dictators like that prosecutor Binger. 844-500-4242. We got a text here. A guy says, I don't know if it's the elephant in the room that no one wants to talk about, but can we discuss the Maxwell trial? I mean, the thing about the Maxwell trial is it's just so gross. I mean, the Smollett trial, the juicy Smollett, as Dave Chappelle calls him, that trial is kind of humorous. But, I mean, as disgusting as it is and what they were trying to do, sliming 75 million people right up to the president of the United States. But, I'll mention that today at the Maxwell trial, they read they found a hard drive in one of his mansions, I guess the one in Manhattan, and it looks like it was written by Maxwell herself, but they don't know for sure. And she's writing about basically how wonderfully they get along. The document goes on to describe the British socialite, and again, they think it's written by her, Ghislaine Maxwell, Ghislaine, whatever she pronounces it. It describes her as, and again, it probably is herself describing herself this way, highly intelligent and great company with a ready smile and an infectious laugh who puts people at ease. Well, not everybody is put at ease by her, obviously, according to the witnesses who were underage women at the time they were brought in to his web of pedophilia. Listen to this. It continues. Jeffrey and Ghislaine share many mutual interests. That's one way to put it. And they have a lot of fun together. A lot of fun together. The duo were described as thick as thieves, with the file noting they complement each other really well. Yeah, everybody, every pervert needs a procurer, right? On top of being partners, they are also the best of friends. Wow. 844-500-4242. So that's all. I mean, I don't know what else to say about the Maxwell case. The Smollett, the just juicy Smollett case, they wrapped up the defense today, and he was taking a lot of heat because they were reading his his Instagrams and his other social media that he's having with this black guy that he used to go to the gay bar with, who says he's not gay, but not a gay bar, a gay bathhouse. But they went together. Six takeaways from his testimony.
Gay bathhouses.
Gay bathhouse, because you know, often people who aren't or heterosexual go to gay bathhouses together. That's what the one of the brothers said.
It's all about round the clock sex.
Smollett said he kept the noose on around his neck because his creative director told him to. He came back from being allegedly mugged in the coldest temperatures in the last 10 years in Chicago. And he called the cops, but he kept the noose on because that's what you do, right? Why would I keep it on? Smollett said when he was asked why he took off the rope. Frank told me to put the stuff back on so as not to mess with the evidence. Oh, that sounds very believable. The actor claims CNN host Don Lemon told him Chicago cops didn't believe his story. During his testimony, Smollett said he received a text from Lemon saying the CNN host had gotten a text from Chicago police saying that they didn't believe the actor's story. That can't be the first time he realized the cops weren't buying his BS, which is why Smollett was uneasy about turning over his phone records to investigators. Smollett claims he had a sexual relationship with one of the brothers, Abimbola Osundaro, who alleges the actor paid him to fake beat him up. The actor said the two did drugs together, made out, and, well, at a gay bathhouse in Chicago's Boys Town neighborhood.
It's all about round-the-clock sex.
All right. Police said Smollett staged the hoax because he was upset with his salary. This is how much he was making. The actor testified that when he was hired on Empire, that was that show on Fox. You never saw it. I never saw it. Neither of us missed anything. He was paid roughly $27,000 to $28,000 per episode for a 10-episode season. His pay was bumped up modestly at the end of the second season, but after the series' success... Well, I guess success is a relative thing for a network show these days. He renegotiated his contract and was pulling in $80,000 per episode by season 3, $90,000 by season 4, and $100,000 by season 5 when he was fired. Each season after the first was 18 episodes long. So at the end, he was making $1.8 million a year. And it was a very arduous schedule that he kept because he admitted that he smokes blunts, which he rolls in Swisher Sweet brand cigars. This is what he said on the stand. As an actor on Empire...
Oh, Swisher Sweets. That brings back memories.
You sure you can remember anything when you were smoking those Swisher Sweets?
Yes, I can. I didn't inhale.
As an actor on Empire, he said he routinely smoked a blunt around lunchtime and would drive around the neighborhood where the studio was located. He also said he routinely drove around in his car alone, smoking up as part of his creative process as a singer-songwriter. I'm sure he was extremely and is extremely creative. One of the texts that he didn't want read in court, he sent to Abimbola Osundaro, I guess that's the other brother, a few days before the attack, might need your help on the low, meaning secret. Using Instagram, Smollett advised the brothers that the attack originally planned for 10 p.m. would have to be put off for a few hours because his flight out of LaGuardia would be delayed. So this is a guy, he writes a check for these guys. He doesn't pay them in cash. He writes them a check. And he says that it was for nutritional tips. He paid $3,500 for nutritional tips. The defense tried to change the subject to such distractions as the legal weapons found in the brothers' home and Olabinjo's Osundario's social media posts in which he used such verboten words as fruity and gaylord. Gaylord. I guess they called him, they call him Gaylord Juicy. But it turns out that Ola Benjo, the brother who called him Fruity and Gaylord, worked at a gay bar. Flinging contradictions in every direction, this is Kyle Smith in National Review, the defense suggested at different times that Abembola was both A, homophobic, and B, a former boyfriend of Smollett's. Abembola hotly denied the accusation, though he offered that he and Smollett used to go to a gay bathhouse together, as chums often do. Cory Booker.
Is that you, Gaylord?
You bet your little belly button it is.
Gaylord. Cory Booker called it a vicious attack and an attempted modern-day lynching. Kamala Harris used much the same language, again, in declarative terms that indicated no room for doubt. The opportunity to leverage the attack for purposes of appearing sympathetic slash understanding slash outraged far outweighed any concern for being correct. It could be said of many incidents in modern American society, right? Everyone who thought he could extract some value from Smollett's preposterous story just went with it. What's not to believe in a case like this? As Smollett told ABC's Robin Roberts in an ill-advised interview, listen, if I tell the truth, then that's it, because it's the truth. In other words, I'm not lying because I'm not. 844-500-4242. As we age, the fatigue and failing endurance we feel can't be fixed with more and more caffeine. Introducing a new way to start your day, Super Beats Heart Chews. They're a tasty treat to give you the energy you need, and they're good for you. No more afternoon coffees, energy drinks, and candy for a quick pick-me-up. Just add two delicious plant-based Super Beats Heart Chews to your morning routine and promote heart-healthy energy for your day without a caffeine crash. Because Super Beats Heart Chews' unique clinically researched grapeseed extract promotes heart-healthy energy and normal blood pressure as part of a healthy lifestyle. You just take two of these. Look at them. They're wrapped in candy just like a delicious treat. They taste good, too. They're very they taste sweet, but they're not full of refined sugar and empty calories. Because of the grapeseed extract, they're great for your heart health, for your blood pressure, and for your circulation. You just take two of them in the morning and stick them in your pocket as you leave the house, and you just take them whenever you need a boost of energy, and they're great for you, and you're going to love them. I choose Super Beats Heart Chews for heart-healthy energy, and you should too. The grapeseed extract used in Super Beats Heart Chews has been clinically shown to be twice as effective at supporting normal blood pressure as a healthy lifestyle alone. For my listeners only, you can get up to 45% off plus free shipping at superbeatsradio.com/Howie. That's superbeatsradio.com/Howie. This is their best offer available anywhere. That's superbeatsradio.com/Howie, up to 45% off at superbeatsradio.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to the Howie Carr Radio Network. Need a shoulder to cry on?
Do not implore him for compassion. Do not beg him for forgiveness. Do not ask him for mercy.
We'll take it somewhere else, Cupcake. The Emperor of Hate, Howie Carr, is back.
Where the hell are they? They should be here by now. Hello, Buford, you old sugar. Is that you, Gaylord?
You bet your little belly button it is.
Gaylord. And he also called him Fruity. And that's according to testimony in court. Please don't take me before the PC police. You know, we've talked about the Celtics center, Enes Kanter. He's of Turkish descent. And he just became a U.S. citizen. They took away his Turkish passport several years ago for his criticism of the authoritarian regime there. That seems to be teetering a little bit these days. But when he became a U.S. citizen, he changed his name to Freedom, his last name. His name is now Enes Kanter Freedom. And I've said before, you know, I'm, I like the guy a lot because he goes after China, he goes after Turkey. He's a courageous guy. But I wish he were higher up in the rotation. You know, he doesn't play all that much, and he doesn't score a lot of points. He gets very tall, so he gets a lot. He gets rebounds, but he's basically a rebounder. Doesn't score that much. But anyway, he gave an interview to Megyn Kelly on satellite radio, and he was talking about what happened when he put Free Tibet on his sneakers to criticize Communist China. And of course, you know, Communist China has undue influence over the National Basketball Association. And this is what he says happened after he put Free Tibet on his sneakers. This is a quote. There were two gentlemen from the NBA said, take those shoes off. I'm like, excuse me? He said, yep, take those shoes off. I was like, I'm not taking the shoes off. They're like, listen, we are begging you to take those shoes off. And I asked him, am I breaking any rules? They said, no. And after that, I was like, go tell your boss. I don't care if I get banned or fined. I'm not taking the shoes off, you know? And that game, I played 0 minutes. Yeah. You look at the box scores for the Celtics, and, you know, a lot of times you'll see Freedom, DNP, did not play, then in parentheses, coach's decision. Freedom said he then talked about the incident with NBA Commissioner Adam Silver. He's a Tony Blinken, Jake Sullivan type beta male who denied that he was doing anything wrong. This is again a quote from the Celtics player, Enes Kanter, Freedom. I had a conversation with Adam Silver, and I asked Adam, I've been getting so much blowback and so much pressure from the league. Am I breaking any rules? He said, no. Okay, then from now on, I don't want anyone to call me from the league office to take my shoes off or to put a statement out there. This is really great that you have a guy like this in the NBA. The First Amendment is the greatest amendment, freedom of speech. And obviously, you know, I mean, people should be very blessed because of tweets or just because of this, the speeches that you talk, you're not going to be put in jail. So I think it's important for people to speak their minds because that is going to bring change, you know? People need to wake up and speak up about issues not just happening in America, but all over the world. So it's important for all of us to use that amendment. How come he can understand that? And so many pampered puke liberals can't figure that out. They just want to take away everybody except their own. They want to take away their First Amendment rights. They don't want guys like this guy from Turkey, who's a basketball player, to have the same rights that they have. Let alone they don't want us to have any of these rights. They want to cancel us. They want to give us a lie detector test before we can work for the Justice Department to show that we don't think the election was stolen in 2020. All right. 844-500-4242. Let's go, Brandon. That T-shirt's still available. HowieCarShow.com. Click on store. I'm Howie Carr.
My mind's going blank now.